listening to Ask Me Another, NPR show for people who need more than puns. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and standing on the stage slightly too close to me is our resident puzzle expert, John Chinesky.
Hi, everybody. I'll try to back off a couple of feet if that's okay.
I like you close to me. Don't take that in the wrong way. And we have our contestants. Oh, I love that you guys just shook hands. Very sportsmanlike. Well done. That is good conduct. Please welcome Brian Wally and Kate Symes. You're raring to go. Brian, I've been told by my producer you're a web editor for Smithsonian Magazine.
Yes, that's correct.
That is so fascinating.
It's every day. I learn something new. It's great.
Anything that you would like to tell me about? Some recent favorite?
Well, recently we had a poll of who had the best Civil War facial hair.
Ooh.
Of generals from the North, from the South, and, you know, of course, Burnside won.
He
sort of has an unfair advantage.
Is there a particular person that you enjoyed the most?
I went with Jeb Stuart. He just had a crazy wispy mustache that just could not be beat.
And Kate, you do a lot of things, stand-up, theater, and now you do improv?
And yes, not full time, but that's a hobby of mine.
Oh, nice. That is a good hobby. All the time just being like, give me a suggestion. How about a spatula?
Yes.
Yes.
Everywhere excellent. I go, I want word suggestions.
I am with you. Well, this is a fantastic game called All Answers Are Alliterative. Isn't that exciting? That's my favorite thing to say. And it sounds self-explanatory. John, is it exactly
how
it sounds?
I'm super stoked to say that sure is so. Sweetie, it sure is self-explanatory.
Sweetie.
All answers,
Well, you are getting close.
We're getting closer, aren't we? All answers are alliterative. In this quiz, all answers are at least 3 words long, and every word in the answer will begin with the same letter, which we will give you up front. For example, if the clue was, starting with B, an organization set up to look out for consumers, you would say, Ophira?
Yes. I would say the Better Business Bureau.
I think you've got it, Ophira.
So
contestants,
fun.
You got it? Got it?
Yes.
Got it.
Excellent. Remember, whoever scores higher will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Starting with the letter B, name the alliterative dish associated with the capital of Massachusetts made with bacon, molasses, and legumes. Brian?
Boston beans.
I need 3 words.
Boston baked beans.
Yes, Boston baked beans. Let's just have that one. Starting with the letter O. Since 1989, what presidential ceremony has been performed on the west portico of the U.S. Capitol? Brian.
Oath of office.
Oath of office is right.
Oath of office.
Starting with the letter W. If this were a quiz featuring 2-word answers, we might have a question about the film Mad Max. But since it's not, what 3-word Mel Gibson film should we use? Brian.
What Women Want.
What Women Want is white.
Way to go. Kate.
She's brilliant.
What Women Want is Brian, clearly.
I guess so.
What Women Want is to get in the game. Come on, let's do it. Okay. Starting with the letter R. In what song does Chuck Berry urge the title character, Santa's gotta make it to town? I'm gonna go with Brian. Sorry, Brian. I mean, go, Brian.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Kate?
Oh, that was my answer. Reindeer, rock and reindeer.
No,
rock and roll reindeer.
Very creative of you.
Yeah, those are all great songs.
Can I get a hand in the audience? Does anybody know the answer to this? That's lady right here.
Run,
Rudolph is right. Whizzing like a merry-go-round. Give that lady a point, okay? Starting with the letter G. According to a traditional kids' song, how would you refer to the viscous intestines found in certain rodents, usually organized in, quote, great green gobs?
Uh-oh.
Somebody never went to camp.
Robbed of a childhood. Brian nods yes.
I'm going to throw it to this lady in the front row.
Greasy, grimy, gopher guts.
Greasy, grimy, gopher guts is right.
Yes.
So far, the audience is winning.
Brian, Kate, did you know that? Now
I did
hear
not.
It?
I went to a Catholic youth organization.
And I went to Jewish socialist camp.
I guess not a lot of singing. Not a lot of singing.
Starting with the letter C. If you ask your ami Jean-Luc how he's doing and his joie de vivre is only fair, how might he reply? Kate?
Comme si, comme ça.
Yes, comme si, comme ça. Very good.
Oh, so it was very close, but Brian, You are our winner for this round. You'll be coming back to our final Ask Me One More at the end of the show. Another hand for Kate.